This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It was a blessing, you know what I'm saying? Honestly, I just really wanted to focus on the game and not be too much worried about me signing, you know what I'm saying? Because I understand that could be a distraction. So I just didn't want it to be a distraction.
What went into that whole process in terms of getting it done so early in the season like this?
So we have been talking for a couple weeks, my agent and Bean, and we just finally came around to the numbers that I saw fit, and I wanted to be here, you know. I love this place, so that was really it. I saw the numbers. I'm like, let's do it. Let's go for it.
You could have waited, obviously, until the end of the year and tried to go into total free agency. You know, obviously, you like the numbers enough. You didn't need to do that, right?
Yeah. So, I mean, with that, it's just I want to be here. You know what I'm saying? And I kind of wanted it. Just kind of, it's a load off my back, you know. So, just something to. For me and my family, you know, so just excited.
Do you at all take, I'm sure you do, but where is your pride level in being somebody who was here for, you know, a down year and now the upswing and, you know, committing to that long term, basically? Do you take pride in where you guys were and feeling like, I guess, one of the people who really helped turn things around?
Yeah, I do. I'm thankful for the Bills for choosing me to help this team. And I mean, it's just a blessing. I mean, it wasn't just me, obviously. Guys like Tremaine, guys like Jordan Poyer, who got here the year before me, Tre'Davious, Josh, obviously. So just having all those pieces really helped us.
Darren, you look back to the last time you guys had played Detroit, you were not going to be in nickel corner then.
Yeah.
They were cool
yeah.
with Cam Lewis. You had a tough start. In the year since, have you reflected back on that at all? And maybe when you went back in that game, was that maybe the turning point for you? Did you look back on that at all? That was the moment where it really hit you?
Yeah, I'd say it was a turning point for me. You know, you either sink or swim in this league, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, we all come and we all have adversity in this league. So just how you respond to it, and I tried to, and I feel like I did respond the right way.
Remember the feeling that week before that game when you were practicing and you weren't the guy?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I do. I mean, it's tough, you know. Tough for anybody to go through that, but you know, just stay true to myself and trust to God, and everything worked out.
See a guy like Derrick Henry in the open field, what goes through your mind, and what kind of, I guess, physically, how do you know you have to attack him?
I mean, I get him down. I mean, it's him or me. You feel me? So, and it ain't gonna be me. So that's just how I feel, and that's how I feel with anybody I'm going against.
Well, it's not just Derek, it's AJ and Julio. I mean, this is you're going to be taking down a 6'3", 230 guy, no matter, you know, every time they take the ball. I mean, do you have to, you know, think of it differently to get ready for going after a guy that size?
Yeah, I guess, you know. But for me, I kind of come at it with the same approach, no matter who the guy is. You know what I'm saying? 9 times out of 10, I'm always a smaller guy, so it don't matter.
You were here in 2019, obviously, and that was a good year for the defense. Do you think this defense might be the best one you've ever played for?
I do. I just want us to keep doing what we've been doing, staying consistent, and taking the ball away.
Reflecting, you know, coming out of Weber State, I think when the Bills drafted you, your combine, you get hit with the football, and now signing this extension, like, would that Taron Johnson believe that he's going to sign an extension and be in Buffalo and long-term in the NFL?
I don't know. I mean, I feel like back then I couldn't even see this far. I didn't know what was going to happen, you know what I'm saying? But I just stayed the course and trust the process, and everything happened the way it did.
When you put pen to paper, what emotions were going through your head? When you officially put pen to paper?
Oh, just glory to God, honestly. I mean, I'm just thankful for this opportunity and just want to continue to put my best foot forward.
Micah made the big interception return. Just, you know, from your perspective, what does he mean to this defense?
Great player. I mean, he's been a great player the whole time he's been here. Just always making plays, especially when we need it. So just having a guy like that, I know defenses offenses are scared to throw the ball over the middle because he's over there and he's just a ball hawk, and we're lucky to have him.
Traits do you think he brings to the field, physical traits?
His leadership, his ball skills, he just has a knack. If the ball's touching his hands, he's catching it, you know what I'm saying? And he's just scored a touchdown. So just him doing those things out there and just being that safety and that blanket for us on the back end is everything.
Surprised that the touchdown eluded him for so long?
I was, because he's always making plays on the ball. So I'm finally happy to see him getting that in zone.
Do you have a relationship with Dane Willard?
not really a relationship. We spoke a couple times, but that's it. That's
like
it.
At this point now, after this, you know, you're probably one of the elite Webers.
Yeah. We're going to call it Weber State.
Weber State. My bad.
Yeah. But now, I haven't really spoken to him, but we've talked on social media before, but that's about it.
Standard does the defensive backs unit hold itself to?
Pretty high, you know what I'm saying? It's not necessarily where there's, I don't know what the word is, the goals. It's more about the work, you know what I'm saying? You got to put in the work, and then everything else is going to follow. So there's no real goals we have as far as we want to hit this statistic or that one. It's just about we got to put in that work, because at the end of the day, if you put in the work, then everything else is going to show itself.
Josh Norman play, obviously, from last year with Henry. I mean, it's been played a zillion times on social media. Do you kind of just put that out of your mind? You don't worry, try not to worry about it, but something like that?
I'll skip over it if I see that, you know what I'm saying? It doesn't bother me so much. I mean, there's always plays we wish we had back on the field, and it's just part of the game, you know what I'm saying, where we getting televised and recorded doing the thing. So it's just another play.
Actually, Norman tackled him on the next play.
Okay, yeah. So there you go.
Don't mean too much.
When it comes to the game, I mean, I know Leslie Frazier is a defensive coordinator, but the fact that he's got a DB's background, how much influence does he have on your role?
I think he has a lot. I mean, he has a lot of knowledge on the game, and us just listening to him from obviously his experience from playing to coaching, being a head coach, just all those different things. He knows a lot about the game. So him helping us out, we're always have an open ear for him.
How aware of his past, just of the Bears, his role in was historic Bears defense?
Say that one more time.
How aware of you of him?
I'm a little aware of it. I've seen some clips of him out there, you know what I'm saying? But it's more of him just in his coaching philosophies. That's where we get the most help from him at.
What up, y'all? It's your boy, Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host, Harrison Sanford, on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.